And now to Morning Edition in Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan, who has the story of an independent film that had a hard time getting into theaters, but is now doing great box office business.
It's Tell No One, a splendid French thriller with a plot so twisty you may forget to breathe. A young doctor and his wife enjoy a rendezvous at a lake, and then she is brutally murdered.
Margot!
Eight years later, the doctor suddenly receives an anonymous email message suggesting that she may still be alive. Tell no one, the message ends. We're being watched. Soon the doctor is living a broad daylight nightmare that would make Alfred Hitchcock envious, complete with incompetent cops and compelling car chases. Tell No One started out in only a few U.S. theaters, but it's now playing on close to 100 screens in dozens of cities, and its word-of-mouth success inspired The Hollywood Reporter to headline, "French Thriller Mounting Thrilling Run." But no one saw this American success coming, though it's based on a novel by best-selling author Harlan Coben and was a critical and financial hit all across Europe. Instead, Tell No One languished for 2 years with no U.S. distribution deal until it was picked up by a tiny but intrepid Chicago company called Music Box Films. So what scared off all those bigger American distributors? The likely answer is the same situation that initially hampered the wildly popular Irish film Once last year. Both films had trouble getting American distribution because of a conflict between what movie insiders call playability and marketability. Tell No One had playability. People who came to see it loved it. But without marketability, like big stars or a fancy director that could lure people into the theater in the first place, no distributor wanted to take it. But Tell No One is catnip for audiences who love smart thrillers the way they used to make them. People who see it and love it tell their friends, and that word of mouth is making Tell No One into a success.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times. Thank you.